Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Mueller Steel Buildings and Metal Roofing provide decades of dependability, and we stand behind our products. Hear from Mueller employees about how our customer relationships are built on integrity and trust.
Mueller being around for 90 years shows that we stand the test of time for our customers.
Trust is a gradual thing that's built. It's not something that happens just overnight.
Mueller's done an excellent job of creating a culture where we care about the customer, we care about the products that we're selling, and we want to be there for whatever they might need.
The foundation of the Mueller culture is people helping people. Thanks to you, our customers, we've been privileged to serve our communities for 90 years. Visit us online today at MuellerInc.com. Mueller Inc. Metal roofs, metal buildings, made in America, and made to last.
Well, USDA's Foreign Ag Service released a correction of the weekly export sales report for beef. There were just 34 metric tons of beef sold to the Netherlands rather than the 33,000 metric tons that were reported. A correction will be made on the export sales report next week. This makes a huge difference. Rather than the expected export sales of 56,900, export sales for the week actually 23,234 metric tons. This may have a large impact on cattle futures. Futures did not respond to the marketing year high sales number yesterday, but this could have a greater impact later today. Hog futures put in a good day yesterday, though, extending the gains of the week, even though cash was slightly lower. That, according to the National Direct Hog Report, this was made up for a strong cutout value of $119.22. That's up $1.21. Good export sales of 19,200 metric tons, up 29% from the previous week, also provided support. On the grains, Kansas City wheat, the July's trading 5 cents lower early today, giving way to a new one-month low and slipping further below its 100-day average, with more rain in the forecast for southern winter wheat areas. This week's Hard Red Winter Wheat Tour, sponsored by the Wheat Quality Council, concluded with a yield estimate of 58.1 bushels per acre after inspecting fields around Kansas and surrounding areas. July corn is down about 7.5 cents early today, still holding a modest gain for the week as traders wait to see if USDA will announce a seventh consecutive sale of new crop corn to China later today. The latest buying spree has China signed up for 432 million bushels of U.S. new crop corn over 3 months before the 21-22 season begins. July soybeans down about 15 cents early today, on track for a lower close this week, but still staying in an uptrend that saw its most recent surge higher in late April and early May. And we're going to check futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
Well, June live cattle was down 30 cents at the close yesterday, 116.60. August down 25, 119.87. August feeder cattle down $1.80, 151.07. September down $1.72, 152.55. June hogs up $1.30, 112.25. July was up $2.15, 113.55. Kansas City wheat, the July down 8.75, 625. September down 7.5 at 632.5. Chicago wheat, July down 4 cents, 675.25. September down 3.25, 677.75. July corn's up 6.25, 664.5. September up 12 cents, 579. July soybeans down 5 cents, 1533 and a quarter penny.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.